The blessing is activated by faith and your obedience to God. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis reveal some of their greatest moments in ministry as they followed the Lord's prompting to be a blessing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God today. We thank you for this broadcast and this opportunity to preach your Word and to teach your Word and open our eyes and ears to hear from heaven. And we thank you for it. We give you all the praise and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Brother Jesse Duplantis to
this
broadcast?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jesse, again today, every day till Christmas.
That's amazing.
A new gift for every day. Just go to kcm.org and it'll tell you what to do there. Yes. And this is good stuff. I'm not talking about, you know, a T-shirt or something. I'm talking about KCM products, things that help you with the Word of God. We're sowing into your life every day, from now till Christmas. Praise
and
God.
And you think about that 25 days. I mean, you know anybody else ever give you 25 gifts? People say, well, I don't have nothing. I can't buy nothing. You don't need to. You just download the thing and it's yours.
That's right.
But it becomes a seed from Kenneth Copeland Ministries to these people.
And that's our motive. That's what we're doing.
That's your motive.
Hey, man, we're sowing towards next year. This is going to be the biggest year the body of Christ has ever known.
Amen.
There's going to be a lot of mess going on in the world. But the bigger the mess in the world, the bigger the blessing on us.
Yes,
indeed.
Because
that's our job. We are blessing agents. We are prosperity agents. We are salvation agents. That's what we do. Praise God.
You know, Brother Copeland, we've been talking about living off the top of the barrel. There's no more joy. Ain't a better joy in the world than to be a giver.
Oh, and Jesse, there's more blessed to give than to receive. And the world don't understand that.
They don't get that. One of the best things I've ever seen you do, and I don't believe you mind me saying this, we were preaching years and years ago. We were in Hawaii ministering. So we was going to get something to eat. And it was me, Jerry Savelle, and Brother Copeland. Now, we had finished eating, okay? So we were walking down that corner. I'll never forget that. Kenneth walked by and he saw a man and he stopped. And when he stopped, now I was behind Jerry, Jerry's behind. We were walking pretty fast. Boom, boom, we kind of bumped each other. And he said, the Lord said to go in there and bless that man. Remember you went in there and it was like a little steakhouse or something.
Yeah.
And you said, the Lord told me to bless you. Wasn't he a preacher or something? And he was struggling and he was about ready to give up. Here comes Brother Cope. And, we have like precious faith. And Jerry said, well, I ain't letting you get all the blessing. Jerry put some money on the table. And I said, I ain't letting y'all get all the blessing. And when we left, the man had more than a meal. He had a good enough money to take care of himself. But it showed him that when a top feeder hears the voice of God, no matter how low you are, how low it gets, there's somebody there that'll lift you up.
Yeah.
And it's done through giving.
Jesse, you don't wait till the barrel gets full before you start.
That's right.
You can't get off of the bottom that way. You have to start when you're on the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
And you come up.
Right. And it's more blessed to give. I had a man ask me, he said, would you explain that to me? I said, well, the only way I can explain it in the natural is this, and that this is natural. When you receive something, you get excited. Whoa, glory to God. I mean, it's all excited. You get them bubbly feelings. You get all excited about it. But when you give something, there's a warmness that's inside it,
well,
a warmness.
Jesse, think about it now. Receiving does not activate the blessing.
Right. Oh, I like that. That's good.
Giving does.
Yeah.
And when you're sowing at the command of Jesus, and he tells you to do something, and you're sowing into that person's life, you have released the blessing on them.
Yes.
And that's what's coming up in you.
Oh, I got to tell
you. Man, I tell you, if you ain't ever experienced this, there ain't nothing like it.
I had something happen to me the other day. I was at the Cheesecake Factory. Now, I have become very aware in my spirit. I've really been looking at this scripture that you entertain angels unaware.
Yeah.
I think that's happened to me twice in my life. One time where I made a mistake, I was in the French Quarter in the city of New Orleans. And a man came up, he was just there, and he was so destitute, so, and I was in a hurry. I had to go to this store, do something, then I had to drive back out of New Orleans, back to the Armstrong International Airport, and the guy says, can you help me? And I said, I don't have time right now. I wanted to say, I said, just wait. I walked around the corner, and when I did, I stopped, and I said, God, forgive me. That store can wait. I turned around, and there was no way, there was impossible that man could go, because it was only a matter of maybe 5 seconds, and you're talking a long street, and he was gone. There's mm-hmm. no way he could have hid. There's no place, nothing. This is on Royal Street, right there at the corner of Mr. B's, the restaurant. Make a long story short, I realized, I really believe that was an angel of God. That I should have been a blessing to, but to show me something, not to show him something. Mm-hmm. Well, it happened to me again the other day. I was at the Cheesecake Factory, and I had just finished eating, and then Kathy and them and we were getting ready to leave, and I went ahead. I said, I'll go get the car. And I feel led of the Lord to say this to you. Now, I want you to listen to this. As I walked, I saw a man. His head was down. You never see a man, usually if you see a man wearing a hat, he look at, his head was down like this. And he was walking very, very slow. And as I looked, I noticed people didn't help him, you know, didn't help him at all. I immediately stopped. I walked up to him and I opened up that door. I said, come on, sir. He said, thank you very much. And he did this to me. Young man, I thought, young man, he must really be old because I'm not young. Like I was. And I just let him walk out. And this is maybe 5 seconds. And I let the door close and I looked to see if Kathy. And I said, you know, man, I'm not going to maybe walk with that man to his car. No way now, because he's walking very slow. No way. Gone. And I thought, I did it right this time. Mm-hmm. And I find not only, and I'm saying this for this reason, when you're a top feeder, there are people watching you. But not only physical people like me and Brother Copeland, but the angels are aware.
Now, let me plug something in here.
Okay.
Why are they always dressed in rags?
Yeah, why is that? I don't know. I like
They're
that
not.
Answer.
You didn't recognize the others.
Okay. Okay.
Now, they're on mission for right. one reason or another.
Right.
And that's their business, why they're right. dressed like that. But you can come across them, because they not got big wings and all of
right,
that.
Right, right.
There are angels that do,
sure.
but these are ministering spirits sent forth to
yes.
minister for those that mm-hmm. shall be heirs of salvation. And they're a different class of,
right.
of angelic being. But there are certain things that have to do with ministering to the poor or to somebody like that that triggers something in you that God needs to happen.
Right, right.
And there's a reason. He's ministering for you, and there is something in the plan of God that God needs. He needs.
Right.
He needs the legal reason to change this thing for somebody
yes.
or another, and nobody to put there.
Well, you know, I know the Spirit of God in my life. When I did that the other day, I mean, I got back in the car and the anointing of God was on it. There was a special presence, ladies and gentlemen, of the Lord
yeah.
in my car. There was something special, and it was for me. I mean, it was for me, and I realized something. I said, you know, every day, every second, every hour, every week, every year, whatever, I must be Christ-like. Because you can get so busy doing godly things that you forget God.
Yeah, that's true, man.
And I mean, that's a fact.
That's dangerous, too.
That is very, very dangerous. You're doing godly things.
You're too busy.
You're too busy.
You know
busy.
Why you're not inquiring of the Lord about everything you do? That's when you get, I've gotten in trouble over that.
Yeah.
Probably more than any other thing.
Yeah, I get so busy, and I love the gospel. I love preaching. You've said it, John. Suggest, Brother Jesse, you're the busiest preacher I've ever seen. I'm always rushing to do something. And I thought, you know what? Wait a minute. I don't need to rush. It's still going to get done, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to get done. That's not the issue. I want to enjoy, for lack of a better way to say it, the fruit of my labor. And I'm not just talking about living good. I'm just talking about this wonderful presence. like when we prayed for salvation the other day on the broadcast.
Yesterday.
Now, even though I'm saved, I enjoy praying that prayer again.
Oh, yeah.
I could pray salvation prayer every day of my life. Even though I'm born again and I pray in the Holy Ghost and things of that nature, it's just something about that, remembering that birth of saying Christ coming in my life, that birth, you know. And it's just a wonderful thing. When you ask me to lead prayer sometimes at one of the believers' conventions, Jesse, come up here and give an altar call. Well, everybody knows, if you've been to the believers' convention, you know what's going to happen. But to me, when I go up there, I walk up there, but the minute I begin to speak, I've had Kathy says, your voice changes.
Yeah, it does.
I don't notice
that's,
it.
That's that evangelistic anointing that, and it, let me tell you what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's the compassion of God.
Praise the Lord.
Now, Jesus was moved with compassion, and he healed their sick. Yeah. Now, what comes up on the inside of you or me when we bless somebody is the blessing of the Lord, but that's the compassion of God.
Yes.
That's a manifestation of his love that is beyond human understanding.
Mm. See, that's the reason why God wants people to be top feeders, so we can produce that
Isn't
compassion.
Isn't that marvelous?
And that's a wonderful thing. And I have a point here I want to tell people, and when you understand what I'm about ready to say, a top feeder must be dominant in spirit. Dominant. In other words, this top feeding mentality is dominating everything that you do in life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Mm-hmm. So you're not walking around saying, oh, you're the person supposed to bless me. You're not looking for that. That's a religious con. I'm talking about when you dominate in spirit. Now, here's the other side of that coin. You must be strong enough for the battle and great enough to wear the badge of victory. You see, when I first heard you speak on the hundredfold, I loved every bit of it until you got to the last part. I thought, this is great. You said, with persecution.
Well, that's what Jesus
said. That's exactly what Jesus, but watch this. You were wearing that badge of honor. In other words, to do these things, you're going to have to be strong enough to wear that badge, because the blessings from the top of the barrel will provoke people. And I realize this, that everything that, and I realize it now, everything God's ever given me, I'm talking about something physical, he uses it to provoke someone. And I thought, well, my Lord, that's easy for you to say, Lord, they can't see you, they see me. No, no. What happens is they may be real mad at me, angry, but eventually it begins to provoke them to see that the scripture is true.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
But you have to wear that badge of courage. You have to, I love that when you have to, I find when we see those great generals, those four-star generals, you know, on television, they got all them badges and all that kind of stuff. They're not showing off. They've earned that. That's what they are. And if you're in the military, it provokes you to want to go from a second lieutenant to a first lieutenant to a captain, to a major, to a lieutenant colonel, to a full bird colonel, to a brigadier general, a major general, lieutenant general, and general. And I've never even been in the service. But I have noticed those
badges. But you're a soldier in the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. So the Lord.
And it comes with rank, Jesse. Ooh.
Well, what happens is when persecution comes now, to me, I don't consider it persecution. I consider they're looking at that badge. And I have to be dominant in spirit and strong in spirit enough to say, yes, I am a top feeder.
You have to recognize what Jesus said about persecution.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the sower sows the word, Satan's coming to steal it.
Right.
Now, if he can't steal it, you'll produce 30, 60, and 100 fold. He
right.
said that.
Right.
But here's the thing. He said persecution arises for the word's sake.
Right.
That word that you heard, that if you will believe and if you will say, the Father that dwells within will bring it to pass.
Right.
And you recognize that the reason these people are talking bad about you and all of that, even some of them are not really meaning to criticize you, but they don't know any
they
better.
Don't know.
The devil's using that to try to steal the word out of you.
Yeah.
Trying to stop you from saying what you've learned from the Word.
Well, what I've learned now over becoming a top feeder, it used to bother me when they criticized me. And I'd go, man, God, I'm just trying to do your will. But now when they criticize, and they do, if I go back in my house, I go, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's working. Because what's happening is it's cutting through the clutter. What I love about faith, It streamlines the mind. It cuts through the clutter and makes you focus on that priority, so you eliminate all this confusion that's out here. Yeah. See, the way I think in my mind.
You get to where you don't listen to that stuff.
Right. Well, I had a guy tell me that. He said, boy, that's a nice motorcycle. I said, you know, you can have one too. And people say, boy, that's a nice motorcycle. I said, God's been gracious. Always give God thanks.
Give him the praise.
Yes. God's grace. And I've learned how to actually stop persecution. I believe there's some people listening now, if you're being persecuted because you're blessed in some way, shape, or form, the best way to stop it is say, isn't the Lord good? Can you believe God did this for me? Huh? And most of them go, I said, can you, God, and if he can do it for me, he'll do it for you. All of a sudden, it opens up an avenue for you to put the word of God in people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen you do that. In our relationship over the years of preaching, how and what it is when you give God that glory, it's very hard for someone to go, they don't know how to handle that. Because what's happening is you're not taking glory for yourself.
If you...
You're giving glory to him.
If you will develop a forgiving lifestyle, mm-hmm. where you don't forgive just when somebody's rude to you. Jesus didn't forgive just when somebody's ugly to him. He forgave everybody all the time. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21 makes the statement, we've been given the ministry of reconciliation that God is not imputing or holding against the world their sins.
Right.
Well, Jesus took care of that. Now all they need to hear is the gospel and choose him, their sins are gone.
Right.
Now, before you walk into a restaurant, forgive everybody in there.
Right.
Lord, I forgive everybody in there.
Right.
Remember with the man they put through the roof and he said, son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven. They said, who can forgive sin but God? Now, the scripture in the Gospel of Luke said the power of God was there to heal them all.
Yeah.
Well, the reason those guys didn't get it, and Jesse, I realized by reading that, they were not his enemies.
Right.
And at the end, I'm talking about the Pharisees. Now.
Right.
They came to hear him.
Yeah.
But when he said that, they let their religion get involved and they missed it.
Yes, indeed.
Now, the other guy just took it.
Got it all.
Did what Jesus said for him to do. But listen to what Jesus said. To prove that the Son of Man, well, we're men.
Oh, man.
We're sons of men. So by the Holy Ghost and being born again, we have authority to do the same thing. To prove that the Son of Man has authority on earth
to forgive
sin, he said to the man sick of the palsy, rise, take up your bed, and go home.
Right.
So the power to heal and the power to forgive are the same power. Exactly same anointing.
Amen.
It's exactly the same power. So before you stop at a station, Lord, I forgive everybody in that station. What are you doing? Well, in the first place, you're practicing this in yourself, which is stirring healing. It's stirring the compassion of God.
Sure.
It's stirring His passion for people on the inside of you. You're functioning in the love of God.
Amen.
Now, when you're doing this and somebody comes up and barks at you, you're already practicing it. You don't have to stop and remember to do it.
Right, right.
And on the inside, if you don't get a chance to say it out loud, you just say, oh, Lord, I forgive him. Glory to God. He don't know what he done. If he knew what he done, he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it.
Because it's killing him.
That's right.
And just forgive him. You know what you need to do? I had the Lord say this to me. You need to forgive your computer.
Forgive your computer?
Yeah, because you're causing the same thing on the inside of you. You're using your anger and fear and all of that. And according to medical science today, Dr. Caroline Leaf, she's going to be on broadcast with Gloria. Man, you don't want to miss that. Our brains are wired for love and forgiveness. And when you enter into that kind of thinking and those kind of words, you actually damage your brain. It was not created by God to function like that. It will damage it.
Right.
When you're practicing forgiving, you're practicing healing. Your brain's healthy, the rest of your body's healthy. And you don't let that stuff get in. If you wait until you're going to, oh God, You don't want to be doing that. Right. You want to have your faith shield up and quench all the fire darts of the wicked,
right,
by practicing it, well, all the time.
Forgiveness is just a decision away.
Right? That's true.
It's a simple decision that I'm going to forgive you. I had a guy tell me that one time. He said, I don't like you. You know what I said? I said, if you knew me, you would love me. He looked like I done lost my mind. And I said this, and this sounded arrogant. I said, I know me. I love me. I ain't talking about my love of myself. I'm talking about what was in me, you see. And I said, sir, I'm here to help you. And if I can ever be a help to you, I don't need your help. I said, okay. But then, the day came that he did. And instead of saying, I told you so, and you idiot, which the flesh likes, I said, well, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And all of a sudden, the trouble that he was struggling with was gone. But if I'd have took that on my own and not made that decision to forgive, he'd have still been in that trouble.
The greatest grace words I ever heard in my life, Gloria said them to me years ago. She said, I find no fault in you. Love doesn't find fault.
That's right.
Love counts no wrong done to it.
That's it.
See, that's dependent on forgiveness.
Yeah.
So she said, I find no fault in you. Jesse, it melted me like a snowball in the summertime. I just melted. And over the years, God has brought that up on the inside of me. Ministering to people that are under strong condemnation, especially people addicted to stuff.
Right.
And you just look at them and say, sweetheart, I find no fault in you. Oh,
just
grace, the sweetness of grace. What was it the message says? Walking in the, how does it go, Tim? Unforced rhythms of grace.
Yes, I love that.
Oh, isn't that good? Whoa. Jesse and I'll be back in just a moment.
Far too many Christians are living way below their kingdom privileges. They are lacking peace and never experiencing the abundant life that God has created for them. Introducing the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package. In it, you'll find the wisdom you need to begin looking up, away from your circumstances, to God, your provider. Jesse Duplantis's Living Off the Top of the Barrel two-part DVD series allows ample time to go more in-depth on this topic. You can begin to adopt a new mindset from poverty to blessing. In For By It, Faith, his latest book, learn what it is. For By It, you have access to God's best in every area of your life. Also included is the book Prosperity, The Choice is Yours by Kenneth Copeland. God desires your prosperity. The choice to prosper belongs to you. Don't settle for just enough when God wants you, like Abram, very rich. And not just for yourself, but so you can rise up and be the blessing you were born to be.
Discover how to ignite your faith and step into an abundant life. Order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package for only $35.69 at a special savings of 30%. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Understand that the choice to prosper belongs to the believer. For an additional 10% off, order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package online.
Living Off the Top of the Barrel package. Two DVDs and two books. Now, Jesse Duplantis' new book, For By Faith, or For By It. And it is inside the word faith. It is by faith.
Yes.
It is by faith. You really need to get an insight and concept of this, because a person that lives and walks, the just shall live by faith. If you're living and walking by faith, you never have to change your lifestyle
right. Because
of the things around you, because you're already doing what it takes to walk in victory through it.
That's true.
Amen. And Volume 1, Volume 2, DVDs of Living Off the Top of the Barrel. Amen. Now, like we said already earlier, we don't have the time element here to get into detail on these.
Right.
So you think about it and you pray over it.
And then my book on prosperity, The Choice is Yours. It's not God's choice. He's already made His choice. He said, I have put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And the scripture says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. So he's already accepted you.
Right.
He's already made the decision. He's saying, now you choose. You choose life. You
That's
choose
right.
the blessing.
It's one choice away.
Amen. That is it. Hallelujah. Father, we pray over this radio and television audience all over the world. And we praise you and thank you for it. We worship you for all of our home, all 1 million of our partners out
yes,
there.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you praise and honor.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Pray and release the anointing of increase right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, if you need prayer in your life, call 24-hour prayer line here in Fort Worth. We have a team of trained prayer ministers on staff.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There ain't anything in this world that faith won't fix.
That's right.
Now then, if you live outside the United States, you check on the we have prayer ministers there, but check on the times of operation
right.
there and make sure.
Sure
you know what's going on. Praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Jesse and Kenneth reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When he said, here's what I want you to do, you say, sir, yes, sir. Now, when you agreed to it, that's when he empowered you to do it, because he already had the plan in place.
Amen.
It was all you needed to do was agree. But now the reason he demands faith is because faith is a spiritual force
right.
that connects with him that the mind can't produce.
That's right.